German Chancellor Angela Merkel and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met in Berlin during the week. They discussed, amongst other things, a way forward on Britain's exit from the EU. It was Boris Johnson's first trip abroad since becoming Prime Minister. DW political correspondent Thomas Sparrow has been following events unfold in the German capital. What do the two leaders say, Thomas?
I would say there was a cautious optimism from both leaders that there will be a deal in the end. Both leaders stressed that they would like the UK to leave the European Union with a deal. Where the differences, however, are is how they intend to do that, because there are plenty of differences between Angela Merkel and Boris Johnson when it comes to some of the key elements of the withdrawal agreement. In particular, we're talking here about the Irish backstop. And it seems that both leaders have very different views when it comes to resolving that key issue of the Irish backstop. But in particular, I would say that there was a certain willingness to compromise, a certain willingness to find common ground. The big question, however, is how they will manage to find that common ground.
I think once that willingness is there, I think that's looking very, very positive. And that Irish backstop, which requires both sides to keep an open border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which of course is an EU member state, the Republic of Ireland, what is going to happen regarding the Irish backstop?
Well, Boris Johnson clearly stated that he doesn't want that backstop to be part of any deal, any element of it, part of Britain's withdrawal or exit from the European Union. That's something that he clearly stated. He mentioned that there are problems with the Irish backstop. He had previously said that it is anti-democratic, that it ties the UK too much to the European Union. On the other hand, Angela Merkel, and not only Angela Merkel, but many other European leaders as well, believe that the Irish backstop is a very good solution, at least a temporary solution, to try and make sure that there is no hard border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So that's exactly where the sort of key element lies, how they will manage to find a way for Boris Johnson to get what he wants and the European Union leaders to get what they want. Because something that Angela Merkel clearly stated is that there is no intention from the European Union to reopen the withdrawal agreement, that there is scope to negotiate when we're talking about the future relations, the document on the future relations, but that the withdrawal agreement as such, which was negotiated between Boris Johnson's predecessor, Theresa May, and European Union leaders, is a compromise between both sides, and the European Union, the European Commission, believes it is a good compromise. Something that I would just like to add, many people in the United Kingdom say, yes, they have to go to Berlin or to Paris to try and find solutions when it comes to Brexit. But from the German perspective, it is something that is above all happening in the European Commission in Brussels. So Angela Merkel can say a lot, but it is ultimately up to the EU27 to come up also with proposals when it comes to solving these issues.
So Merkel seems to be flexible and open to renegotiating certain parts of it, but then with other areas she seems to be inflexible. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are right in saying that. Obviously, it's in the best interest of the European Union. I think that's absolutely clear, to have a deal in the end. The European Union does not want the uncertainty that would come with a no-deal Brexit. At the same time, they have said clearly time and time again, the different European Union leaders, that they are preparing for a no-deal scenario. But they are preparing for a deal scenario as well. And a deal scenario as well would mean some sort of compromise, some sort of change, because there is no way, as Boris Johnson has clearly stated, that they're going to accept the deal that includes the backstop as it is right now. So Angela Merkel, on the one hand, says, we believe that what has been negotiated is good, but at the same time, we're obviously open to more discussions to see how we can come to a common ground, how we can come to a solution to resolve this very tricky issue of the Irish backstop.
Mm-hmm. And how has Germany been preparing for any scenario, be it a deal or a no deal?
There have been a lot of preparations, Keith, because something that, as I said, Germany wants to avoid is any type of uncertainty. And uncertainty, in particular, in times when the economy is not in its best shape. So Germany has said on various occasions that it would prefer the UK to leave with a deal, in particular with the withdrawal agreement that has been agreed on and the document on the future relations. But at the same time, it has passed many laws and regulations to prepare for a case of no deal. And the preparations for a case of no deal mean that Germany wants to minimize any negative impact, any negative risks that come with that uncertainty that would follow a no-deal outcome, a no-deal Brexit in October, if the UK indeed leaves the European Union on October the 31st without a deal.
Mm-hmm. Thomas, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Keith.